Reb Chaim Volozhiner says on the Mishnah of Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav. Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav. Yeshua ben Prachya v'nitayar Bailey kiblu mehem. Yeshua ben Prachya oimer. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachya says, asei lecha rav, you should make for yourself a rav, a rebbe, a rav. And you should acquire for yourself a friend. And you should greet everybody. No, I'm sorry. And you should judge everyone favorably. So, first of all, he says, he uses a lashon asei lecha rav and kenei lecha chaver, because asei lecha rav should be for free. Because if the Rav wants money, it's probably not a good sign. So that's what I used to say to people. I said that usually there's a rule when it comes to brachas from a Rebbe or a Rav or anybody. Usually there's there's an equation you could figure out when it comes to brachas. The more it costs, the less it's worth. Right? You go to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, he doesn't ask you for any money, right? So usually the more it costs, the less it's worth. That's the rule with brachas. So he says that asei lecha rav, the rav you should make for yourself, but kenei lecha chaver, for the chaver you should pay money. The rav you shouldn't pay money, but because the rav shouldn't want the money. The Rav should want to take the should not want the money, but the friend, sometimes you got to pay some money to get a good friend. Kenei lecha chaver, it's good to get a friend. Now he says, what type of friend are we talking here? So he says very interestingly, he says this is not a friend that you go play golf with. It's not a friend that you go play golfing with and you go play tennis necessarily. This friend that we're talking is a friend that will, the way he says it is, that sometimes your Yetzirah is too wise for yourself. Your own Yetzirah knows you better than you know yourself. Therefore, very often you cannot judge a situation on your own. You can't tell on your own about a certain situation. So he says, Im chacham ata be'einecha, ha-yetzirah yuchal l'samei einecha. And the Yetzirah will make that which is crooked into straight. It looks so good. So he says like this, you have to get advice from a friend. Because he doesn't have your Yetzirah. So therefore, in other words, very often your own, when it comes to your situation, you are an ogea badavar. You're nogea badavar. Nogea badavar means you have your own negias. You have your own how's a good way of translating that? Anyone have a good translation for that? You have your negias. Something which is pushing you to look at it a certain way. Right? What was that?
Bias?
Your own bias to the situation. Your bias towards the situation. So your preference. You want it to be good, right? So therefore, sometimes you cannot look at the whole question. You need to bring a friend in so that you can ask your friend, what would you do in this situation? I just recently had this situation. I had an interaction with someone. I wasn't sure exactly how I should look at it. And maybe from my perspective, I wasn't looking at it correctly. Maybe there was other factors why I was looking at it a certain way. So I called up a friend of mine. And I said, look, this is what happened. This is the situation. Am I correct for looking at it like this? Or should I look at it like that? And he said, no, you're wrong. And you should look at it like, you should look at it like this. I don't think you're, you know. So you need sometimes somebody that will, you know, when you're about to do something, set you straight. This is a very big principle in Rabbi Saul Salanter's works also. Rabbi Saul Salanter, in the works of Musar, he says that the whole idea of Musar is that you should be able to take yourself out of the emotional end of things and analyze it from a purely a purely intellectual perspective. And is it right or is it wrong? So, not do I want to, emotional, it's good, not good. And you just need to sometimes get out of the box and look at it, the question from as a third party, right? The Meshech Chochma says a great vart in the parish of the Nazir. It says in the parish of Nazir, it says on the end of the Naziris, it says, Yavi Oisai, he brings himself in order to bring the carbon. And Rashi says this is one of the few places in the Torah that instead of saying he comes himself, it says Yavi Oisai, he brings himself. So it's a very weird way of saying it. So the Meshech Chochma says, because at the end of the Naziris process, the Nazir worked himself up towards that. Now, when he has to look at something, he looks at himself like a third person. He's not in it. He's just a third person. You want it? It's like you give yourself advice. How can you give yourself advice? You can only give yourself advice if you've pulled yourself out enough that you can now analyze it from a purely intellectual perspective without the emotional part. So the Nazir is Yavi Oso. He brings himself as if he would bring someone else. He got to that level that now the taiva and all the other things which usually direct the person weren't getting in his way anymore. So he could bring himself as if he was bringing a third party. So this is what Rabbi Salanter says. You should always try as much as you can to analyze a situation when you're out of the situation, not when you're in the situation. The same thing as a chaver would do. Get yourself a friend that can give you that set of eyes to look at it from the outside. So you should also work on yourself, that you should work on a certain thing from the outside. So for example, he says that you should always, as much as possible, beat the Yetzer Hara before he starts. Okay? So I'll give you an example. Let's say you're going to a place. Someone invited you to a party. Now, you have a question about what's the environment in that party going to be. Okay? So right now, I'm thinking to myself, okay, look, if it's going to be a certain way, I'm going to leave right away. If I see that they're having a certain type of entertainment, or if I see that they're going to be a certain type of atmosphere, I'm going to leave right away. If it's not like that, then I could stay. But if it's like this, there's certain telltale signs, I'm going to leave. So if you think about that, and if you've decided that in your head before you get to the party, then you get to the party, okay, so you can leave. But let's say you just say, let's go and see if it's bad. Okay, look, how bad could it be? If it's that bad, I'll leave. You get to the thing, and all these things going on, you've come in, it's not that bad, come on, it's really okay, I'm not going to be part of it, and you convince yourself, right? Why? Because once you're in the situation, you can't analyze it from an intellectual perspective anymore. You already emotionally got involved, and therefore, you cannot put yourself out. So now, your Yetzer Hara, which is your, you know, the emotional, and the Yetzer Hara is going to convince you to look at it a different way. So you need to be able to analyze it from the outside. So Chaim Volozhiner is saying there's only two ways to do that. Either get yourself a friend. Ask the friend. Call up the friend. Call up the friend when you're at the party. Say, buddy, listen, I'm at a party. This is what's going on. You know, they're doing this, this, and that. Should I stay or not? But get out of there. What's your problem? Of course, run for your life, right? So of course he's going to tell you to leave, right? Why? Because he's not there. Okay, so that's what the friend does. Now, the point is, that's the Meshech Chochma and Rabbi Sol Salanter. You could be a friend to yourself. How? You have to tell yourself that before you're in the situation also. So, but if you've decided to say, look, I have to go, but if this and this happen, I'm leaving. Okay, so then you've already decided it before. Right? So, like a friend of mine used to say, Nechemia Feigenbaum, someone that used to be in the coil here. So he said, you know, a lot of times you wake up in the morning and I'm so tired. And if I wake up now, I'm going to get sick and I'm too weak and I'm not going to learn good today. I should keep sleeping. He said, all those cheshbonos you should make the night before when you're setting your alarm. The night before, when you decide how much do I need to sleep the next day, that's when you should make those cheshbonos. In the morning, you're puzzle to make those cheshbonos, right? Whatever you've decided you're setting your alarm, get up. That's it, you know? So that's the idea. Kanei l'chachaver means you have to be able to sometimes look at the situation from the outside, not from the inside. Okay, so that's what Chaim Volozhiner says. Kanei l'chachaver v'lachein tisya'etzim chavercha ki yitzrcha enoi karoi v'loi. Because your Yetzer is not close to him. It's close to you, not to him. So your Yetzer Hara will not affect him. Okay? Okay. Next Mishnah. Oh, then he says, Gishmaka thing. Then he says, Yeshua ben Prachya, then it says, he says, if you have a friend and you have a Rav, it's very good. But how do you keep a friend and a Rav? Let's say you get into a fight. Let's say you disagree. It says, have a don kol adam lakav schos. You have to get it, you have to understand how to don people look up favorably, judge people favorably. People make mistakes. Everybody makes a mistake. Okay, look, he made a mistake. It's not his fault. Calm down. You know, whatever. So you have to be able to be willing to look past things. Otherwise, even if you paid money for a friend, you made yourself a Rav, you're going to lose them. Because how are you going to keep your friend and your Rav? You think they're never going to do anything that bothers you? They're going to. So the only way to keep your friend and your Rav, says Rav Chaim V'Lashon, is Dan Lekav Schos. Ki Bilti Zos, without that Mida, Lo Tikun Chavur Socha Imai. Your friendship will never last. Ki Yisroi Beinecha, Ki Rav Yichavar, Einam Oysim Koigin. Sometimes it will look to you as if they're doing something wrong, and you end up fighting with them. And therefore, you have to always be Dan people, judge people favorably, so that they didn't make a mistake. You know, it would be good if everyone knew this, but yeah, you know, you have to judge people favorably, and give people some room for error. As Rabbi, I did hear from Rav Matisyahu Solomon once. He said a great part one time. He said that, you know, it's a very high level to judge people dan people lekav schos, to judge people favorably. To don lekavschos, but it's easy. It's even a higher level not to don them at all. You don't have, it's even a higher level not to judge them at all. It's your business. Oh, was he right or was he wrong? What do you care if he was right or wrong? Just go on. Why are you so busy judging him? But judge him lekavschos. Maybe you shouldn't judge him at all. It's none of your business. Everything someone does, you're judging. If he's right, he's wrong. Is this? Is that? Just, you know, mind your own business a little bit. He says that's even better than judging lekav schos is not judging at all. That's what Matisyahu Solomon used to say. So that's the idea of the Mishnah. Now the next Mishnah, okay, that's a short Mishnah. The next Mishnah is very short. There's one piece, one thought here, so we'll just do that, and then we'll go back to Mishnah Zayin. Nitayar Beili Oimer, Harchik Mishachin Ra Val Tischaber L'Rasha. You should make sure you're far away from bad neighbors, and don't be Mischaber, don't connect yourself with a Rasha, Val Tisyaish Mina Peronius, and don't give up hope because of the Peronius, because of bad things that happen. So he says, "Harchek mishamayim mishachin ra" means afilu tov l'shamayim v'tzadik. Even if he's a good person, but as a neighbor, it's not enough that he's good at bein adam l'makom, that he's good in spiritual things. As a neighbor, what you're looking for is someone that's a kind person that will be good for you in bein adam l'chavero also. So. Ach im hura lebrios is not good. Val tischaber l'rasha, but a rasha who's bad in bein adam l'makom, don't be mischaber with him at all. Don't connect with him at all. So there's two different things. For in a neighbor, he says it doesn't say harchik mishachin rasha, because that's not the point. The point over there is that he should be in bein adam l'makom l'chavero. Make sure he's a kind person. He minds his own business, you know, you take care of yourself and that's good. But when it comes to a friendship, tischaver, then you have to make sure he's not a rasha. You know, like I always say, like in a marriage. So when you have roommates, what's the best possible roommate? Best possible roommate is that you're a night person. They're a morning, they're a day person. You know, you come in at midnight, they're already sleeping. You have the whole thing, you know, you have the bathroom to yourself, you have everything to yourself. By the time you wake up, by the time you go to sleep, they're out of the, you never see each other. They're never in your way. It's the best roommate. They're never in your way. You have everything to yourself. And so imagine the marriage is like that. You know, it's great. Whenever I mind my own business, never get into a fight, right? You know, so that's not necessarily going to work, right? So when it comes to your neighbor, you're just a roommate. The main thing is, you're not there to learn from them. You're not there to grow from them. You're there that you should just mind, you know, not fight. So it should be, he shouldn't be a shachin ra. He shouldn't be a bad person. But when it's your friend, l'chaber, to be your friend, you have to make sure he's not a rasha. Because then you're going to learn from them. You're going to learn from each other. So therefore, you have to make sure that when you're mischaber with people, you connect with people, then you have to make sure that they're tzaddik and that your friends are the right people. You know, in terms of their ben adam l'chaver l'shamayim, also that's the kind of lashon is diuk. That's why it says hachin mishachin ra, but tischaber l'rasha. This idea, by the way, of al tischaber l'rasha, was, and maybe now also, but originally when the state of Israel first opened, this was a huge, huge, huge issue. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman wrote a whole sefer about it. Rabbi Reuven Grozovsky wrote an entire sefer about this issue of al tischaber l'rasha, because there was a big, big question whether the firm parties can join the Knesset. Because in the Knesset, there were people that were considered Rishoyim. They were koyfrim in Hashem, not religious people. Not just not religious. They knew, these people knew plenty about religion, and they went the other way. So there's people there that were considered Rishoyim. So to join the government in one unit is maybe considered al tischaber l'rasha. You're connecting yourself with the Rishoyim. So the Satmar Rav obviously held it was Aser, because anything to do with the state of Israel was Aser. But Rabbi Aaron Cutler and the Agudas Yisrael held it was okay. There was a story one time that Rabbi Aaron Cutler and the Satmar Rav were on the same airplane. They were on the flight together going to Eretz Yisrael before elections. And Rabbi Aaron was going to convince everyone to vote, and the Satmar Rav was going to convince everyone not to vote. And they were talking to each other and learning the whole time, you know. But the point is this issue, is that considered al tischaber l'rasha? Are you connecting yourself with the rasha? So Rabbi Reuven Grozovsky, who's Baruch Ber Leibovitz's son-in-law, so Rabbi Reuven Grozovsky is a Shivan Tarvadas in America here. So he wrote a whole book about it, basically saying that you're not being mischaber for them to learn from them. You're being mischaber to them in order to achieve more Kiddush Hashem, you know. So, you know, in that case, maybe it's okay, whatever. But it was a whole sugya. But that was, interestingly, historically, a very, 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 you know, nogeya sugya in that time. All right, so next week, if it's Hashem, we'll continue on the next Mishnah. We're up to Mishnah Ches.
Sunday night, right?
Sunday night.
Thank you, Rabbi. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Have a good Shabbos, everybody.
Thank you.